Presto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, August 20th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Let me ask you, are you ready to elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz?
Joe Biden delivers farewell speech to Democrats and champions his VP, and more Gaza ceasefire talks to take place. Plus, we'll have all of the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Joe Biden became emotional as he delivered his farewell speech to the Democratic National Convention. The US president wiped away tears as he addressed crowds on the first of a four-day event in Chicago. Kamala Harris will be formally declared as the party's election candidate later this week. Joe Biden says she's the right choice for America.
Are you ready to vote for freedom? Are you ready to vote for democracy and for America? Let me ask you, are you ready to elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz?
Speaking from his own campaign trail in Pennsylvania, Republican nominee Donald Trump claims focus on the Democratic convention this week won't affect his support.
Every policy in the Trump agenda is designed to bring the jobs and wealth back home to America, where it belongs and where it's going to stay. Kamala puts America last. I put America first.
The U.S. Secretary of State is due to travel to Egypt today after what he called a constructive meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday. Anthony Blinken called on Hamas to agree to a bridging proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. That's been supported by Israel. Further ceasefire talks are expected to continue this week. Anthony Blinken says it's a decisive moment.
The next important step is for Hamas to say yes, and then in the coming days, for all of the expert negotiators to get together to work on clear understandings on implementing the agreement. These are still complex issues, and they're going to require hard decisions by the leaders.
The Department of Foreign Affairs says it's providing consular assistance following the death of an Irish tourist in Thailand. It's understood the 67-year-old Irishman was killed in a fall from a balcony at a luxury hotel in the early hours of yesterday morning. His body has been taken to a local hospital where it will be formally handed over to his family. Italian authorities have spent the night searching for survivors off the coast of Sicily after a luxury yacht capsized in a freak storm. The yacht is owned by a British entrepreneur, Mike Lynch, whose parents were Irish. One person is confirmed dead. Mr. Lynch and his 18-year-old daughter are among six people missing. Karsten Borner is the captain of a ship that was close by at the time. He told the BBC how they rushed to help.
We found this life raft with 15 people inside. Four people injured, three heavy injured. Yeah. And we brought them to our ship. And then we communicated with the Coast Guard. And after some time, the Coast Guard came.
Mortgage lending from the credit union increased by 10% in the third quarter of this year. A report from the Irish League of Credit Unions shows continued lending with an increase of 12.8% over the past 12 months. It also shows only 2.5% of customers were in arrears, which it says is a new record low. David Malone, CEO of the Irish League of Credit Unions, says there's been a 60% increase in mortgage loans in the last year.
It's the 13th straight quarter of lending growth across the entire credit union lending portfolio. And this increased lending is against the backdrop of historic low arrears of just 2.5%. We particularly see an over 60% increase in the last 12 months in the mortgage loan book that credit unions have. And credit unions are clearly providing much needed choice and competition in the hyper-concentrated mortgage market.
In entertainment news, American talk show host Phil Donahue has been remembered by his family and a host of celebrities after his death, aged 88. The broadcaster, whose daytime programme inspired Oprah Winfrey and Montel Williams, died on Sunday after a long illness. He was the first to feature audience participation in a talk show that ran for almost three decades. And in sport, in soccer, Tottenham Hotspur were held to a 1-1 draw by newly promoted Leicester City in the Premier League at the King Power Stadium last night. Pedro Porro gave Spurs a first-half lead, but Jamie Vardy equalised in the second half. The visitors had 71% possession, but couldn't make it pay. Tottenham manager Ange Postecoglou was frustrated with his side's end product.
First half, but really wasteful in front of goal. Start of the second half, similarly, you know, first 15, 20 minutes, very dominant, wasteful. And then, you know, at 1-0, there's always an opportunity for the opposition to come back in the game, and that's what happened. And, yeah, we lost our way for 15, 20 minutes, lost our composure, their crowd sort of got behind them. But again, finished strong, but just really disappointed that we just lacked a real sort of cutting edge in that front third, made some poor decisions, lacked some composure, and, you know, unfortunately didn't get the reward our football deserved.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.